Thank you very much, Mayor Zoot, for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
And 2011 wrapped up over the weekend, 2012 underway, and really just wanted to take some time to look back at 2011 in Knoxville. There's a lot of good things that happened. What are some of the successes you've seen over the past year in Knoxville?
Well, a lot of it's been a good setup, I think. We're 2012. The VA being awarded, the proposal being awarded is a very big thing. Wyler Industries and their expansion is a very good thing for Knoxville. We have two housing developments that are looking starting next spring, which is all set up, of course, by 2011. The city acquired some more properties. We're going to tear down some really nasty properties. And hopefully those will be sold in 2012 as well.
So really just, yeah, a lot of setup, like you said. And really one of those big projects was the housing project where a grant was given to help tear down some of those desolate properties in the city.
Right, the NSP grant, we tore down 21 houses, I believe it was, and we refurbished another one. And now we're off on our own little tangent. We have five that we're getting ready, four or five, I can't remember for sure, which we're getting ready to tear down. And that'll rejuvenate itself. As the properties are sold, we'll be able to keep doing that on a continual basis. We aren't putting that much money into it to begin with, but when they roll over, we can keep doing 3 to 4 houses a year, and I think that's fantastic.
Also, City Manager Dick Schrod retired, and new City Manager Harold Stewart came on board, and how has that transition been going from what you can see?
I think it's went very well. Dick was a very good city manager. Harold brings a different thing to the plate, you know, a different attitude. And no offense, Dick, I know you're out there, but he's a little younger and brings some more younger ideas. And I think he's going to be a very big asset to the city.
Another big project that you already brought up was the VA lease being awarded, and there's quite a bright future there, a lot of people feel.
There's a lot of things, of course, we can't talk about yet, but we know for sure that there's a school that wants to come in out there, and possibly more than one. The laundry, the Washington and KVA has announced a pretty bright future, I think, for our campus. I think you know that if it was up to me, it would be a VA. And I still believe that. I always believe that, I think. But I think this is a great alternative. And as it progresses over the next, say, 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a huge, huge improvement in Knoxville.
All right. You won another election this year. You have 2 more years. And looking forward to 2012 here and beyond, what do you see in the future?
I see prosperity for Knoxville. Again, I'm looking at 200 to 300 jobs in the next 2 years. Between Wyler, between the VA campus, and if you want to include the hydroelectric plant going in at Lake Red Rock, we're looking at several hundred more jobs than that. That will directly affect Knoxville itself. So it's up to us to clean up, smarten up, looking good, and just make it more presentable and more things to do here in Knoxville. And I think with the additions of all these things, that's going to be a very positive step forward.
Is there anything else that you would tell the citizens of Knoxville going forward in 2012?
Yeah, I'd like to see a lot more city pride. We all have our school pride, you know, but we have vandalism problems, you know, like the city parks. We have other problems that need to be taken care of. Like a lot of it can be taken care of because with pride. I started the Mayor's Youth Council, who's off to a very good start this year. There's going to be a leadership conference in March and another college fair, career fair in latter March. The kids are starting to come around, and I think if we get more kids involved in our stuff that we have going, the better off it is going to be for the whole city.
And actually, another project that's been continuing over the past couple of years is the streetscape project, and that's continuing to roll along with a little more momentum.
Right. We as a city approved the new local option sales tax, which I was 100% in favor of because it's not an extra tax. It's just what we're paying now. And that has allowed us to do streets, do sidewalks, do many improvements to the city that don't cost a dime to the property owners. Streetscape on the square, we plan on starting in 2014. Wish we had the money to start it now, but I think it's going to all add up to a better Knoxville.
All right. Anything else today?
I think I'm just looking forward to the next 2 years. So hopefully you're around to see the changes, Aaron.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Mayor Zoot.
Thank you, sir. And you have a great, great 2012.
You too.